From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, how more and more towns, often begrudgingly, are turning to security cameras.
But first to Egypt. Three more top officials have defected from the government as the clock ticks toward a military deadline. That deadline could spell the end of the democratically elected government of Mohamed Morsi. Now, the military has given the government until tomorrow to find a solution to the crisis, or the generals will decide what happens. Meanwhile, protests both for and against President Morsi continue to swell. The BBC's Khaled S. Al-Arab is with us from Cairo. And Khaled, first, just give us a sense of what's going on there today as we approach this military deadline.
Basically, the circle around President Morsi is being more and more only from his Islamic supporters. On the other hand, the Muslim Brotherhood, from which President Morsi descends, after a few hours of yesterday's military statement, at the beginning there were very defeatist signals coming from them, and then they started gathering some steam, and they are making it very clear that they will resist any attempt to remove President Morsi from office. So basically now we're having a standoff between the president and his Islamic supporters on the one hand, and the military and the opposition on the other hand.
Well, do we have any sense of how this might play out? I mean, I know the military has said they don't want to take power if Morsi were to step down, but is there any other way that it could happen?
One scenario is that President Morsi accepts either to resign or to call for a referendum. Now, even this option is being refused by many opponents who insist that he must resign. Now, if the president also insists on staying in office, then we are probably going to face a sort of a military coup backed by, well, millions of people who demonstrated against President Morsi in the first place, but also opposed by at least hundreds of thousands of Morsi's supporters, something that could easily turn into a violent standoff.
Now, President Obama called President Morsi last night. What do we know about that call? And does the U.S. position matter during all of this?
It does matter, and it probably matters a lot to the military. The Egyptian military receives more than $1 billion in aid from the U.S., and it is known to have strong relations with the U.S. Military and government apparatus. And one bet that Mr. Morsi's people are betting on is that the military will not be able to move any further if it does not get a green light from the U.S., and they feel that the U.S. is still not willing to give such a green light for a military movement.
What does the opposition movement Tamarod think of the U.S. involvement in this?
The opposition feels that the U.S. is siding by President Morsi against the will of the people who demonstrated against him. And so there is a feeling of bitterness towards the U.S. and a feeling that they need to rally in very large numbers today to back the military if it decides to act against U.S. advice.
One more question, Khaled. What might this mean for the Arab Spring in general? I mean, Egypt was not the first place where there was a changeover in power at the beginning of the Arab Spring, but it was one of the most important.
Yes, definitely. And the whole political Islamic movement actually started in Egypt with the establishment of the Muslim Brotherhood back in the 1920s. And so a defeat to the Muslim Brotherhood will probably have strong ramifications to Islamic movements all over the Arab and Muslim world, and probably more so in Tunisia and in Gaza, where Hamas, which is essentially a branch of the Muslim Brotherhood, has ruled there for 8 years now. Their positions would be significantly weakened should the Brotherhood fall here in Egypt.
The BBC's Khaled S. Al-Arab in Cairo, thank you so much.
Thank you.